Please be seated. Well, as you have seen and as we've mentioned today, the query is, what is death? I love to preach, and a month ago, I brought a sermon called, What is Sin? Sin. Death. I must be some kind of weird, depressive expert, right? Preaching on sin, preaching on death. So, what is your idea of death? Or what image comes to mind? Does it help that I'm dressed in all black? You asked me before the service started, Pastor, you're in all black. Are you in mourning? And I said, wow, you really got it. Thanks for noticing. Now, this is also normally my PG-13 kind of a sermon. I had lined up all kinds of great slides to hold your interest. And as I was looking through them, I thought, I can't show these to the kids. They'll run out screaming. I had pictures of, well, you've seen all those kind of movies where the Grim Reaper comes in on Bill Murray, scares the crud out of him. You've seen other pictures that are just horrid of death. One of my favorites is like a Molly Hatchet theme off of their albums. Do any of you remember that group? Maybe not. Oh, some of you do. Okay. But they would have figures on the cover that looked like Conan the Barbarian, these calves that were bigger than my thighs, and huge guys with helmets on and big axes, and they're standing in the middle of a passage through a mountain. The only way you can get to the other side is through that guy. An image of impending doom, an image of death. You can't believe if you Google death or death images on your computer, what comes up. You got to be ready because it'll freak you out. I don't recommend it. It's kind of negative. It all talks about death being our enemy. And why is that? Well, I would go back to a little something called the first sin, the original sin. And that sermon I preached about a month ago, talking about that. What is sin? This might be the sequel. God intended us to live forever, and through the Adam and Eve chronicles, we chose not to. Now, there's a choice that we cannot imagine, right? What with Ponce de Leon hundreds of years ago looking for the fountain of youth. You remember studying about that in school? Why would we ever decide to die? I have an example that I've made PG. A friend of mine in Colombia came to a Bible study, and we had just met him, and he shared with us that he had had an accident. And he was taken into the hospital, and he was barely conscious, and he was aware that he was dying. He was on the gurney, then they put him on the operating table. And you know how you have this nice white light and the peacefulness, and you're going. He didn't have that. He heard anguish and screaming and had a sensation, a sense of falling. Got louder and louder, and it was scaring him. And he says, my God, I think I'm dying. I think I'm in despair. I think I'm going to hell. That was his beyond and back, because as he screamed out to God, suddenly he was back in the operating room. The paddles, boom. And they brought him back. And it made us reflect during that Bible study, because he started sharing it. What causes death? And my idea to you is that sin causes death. And that makes death now the enemy. This fellow's name was Gustavo, and that's what he told us. He said, "My life was not together. I was separated from God." Adam and Eve, as we have mentioned, have changed it all. Romans 5:12 says, "As sin came into the world through one man, and death through sin, so death spread to all men, because all men sinned." And there, that's including all of us, men, women. Whoa, even children. Death, darkness, despair, the end. Separation from God. He is life, and in him is no darkness at all. To be apart from God, hear this part, is death. So you're wondering, what is death? It's being apart from God. So what we'd really like to have is a diagram, an illustration of the tree of life, wouldn't we? What is life? And it's wonderful. We see images of creation, of beautiful mountains and valleys, rivers, streams, and we think, this is life. What causes that change from death to life? That's why I changed the bulletin cover from the macabre thing that I had chosen. Here is death depicted. You have an empty tomb where a dead body of our Savior was laid because of the cross and then the resurrection. You can see the lines like in a cartoon that depict action. You know, it's like, oh, that's what you see above the open door. And that cross is what takes us from death into life. An incredible God, he gives us free will. Choose me or don't choose me. And then we blow it. We don't choose him. But what does he do? Let me give you another chance. And then we blow it. And he says, well, let me give you another chance. And then we blow it. And he says, let me give you another chance. How many times has that happened to you? You keep saying, Lord, Lord, will you forgive me? I'm so sorry. I messed up. And he goes, I love you so much. Like we've said, I love you this much. And he dies on a cross. So he wants you. Do you hear that? The God of the universe wants you. And he gives us unconditional love. He gives us another chance. He gives us the ultimate chance, sends us his son. What an example of what we should be and what we should do. And I love this verse. It's Romans 6:23. For the wages of sin is death. We talked about what sin was. Now we're talking about what death is. Sin leads to death. But the gift of God is eternal life. And it doesn't end there, see? Eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord. So Christ Jesus is the one that gives us eternal life. And we continue on in our life of abundance, wonder, and glory in Jesus Christ. Some people live their deaths right now. They're walking dead men and women. They're like they're on death row, but they're walking around. The die is cast, truly. And the converse is also true, and how glorious it is. We can change the judgment. We begin our eternal lives only when we encounter Jesus Christ. This is why I always look at it, and I look past our earthly death. Because I feel like, and I think this is right, Our eternal life begins the day that we give our lives to the Savior. And we're on the fast track. And as we've shared in many different memorials we've had here, our physical understanding of the presence of our loved one changes. But that person continues on. Their spirit continues on with our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And they live on in our memory. You know, it is so interesting because I have another example, and that was my own mom. When she was in the hospital for a cancer operation, a radical mastectomy, and then they also discovered she had it in the cervix, she had everything going on. She has still, and she'll be 89 on August 4th, but she has a heart condition. So while she's in the hospital at 42, she dies on the table. And she has the beyond and back, but not like Gustavo. She's feeling that white light and comfort. She shared this with us. I'm not making it up. And she said it was peaceful and wonderful. And she was embracing it. She said, "Lord, I'm here. Let's go." And she had this sense, she said, of looking back down and seeing them working on her body with the paddles, boom, and she could see her body go, boom, lift off. And it's noisy down there, and suddenly she feels herself going back there. And you know what her reaction was? "No, no, 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 no. It's too painful there." Do you hear that? "It's too painful on earth. I'm excited to go and be with you." Hopefully that kind of a sense helps us to know that when the Lord calls us, it's not going to be something horrible. The Lord did have more purpose for my mom. She's been with us since then. You do the math, what is that? 57 years more? Is that right? No, 47. You're quick. That's incredible. 47 more years than she was alive when she had the beyond and back. And she's blessed us with her presence. Some people in other countries view death in a more uplifting manner due to Christ's salvific act on the cross. My friend Gustavo gave his life to Christ. And I know that now his experience is going to be quite different. But it's our hope, isn't it? No more sting, as was read by Mel in our scripture reading. It was a lot of scripture, it was, Mel. But it was wonderful to hear all those passages where the Lord addresses that. No more sting. Christ made us alive again. And then Paul's admonition, life for me is Christ, and to die is gain. I used to hear that and wish I could live into that, but it didn't make sense to me. The older I get, the more sense it makes. Because your life begins to be everything about Jesus Christ. And when you die, it's like you get the sheepskin, you get your diploma, and go. Death is swallowed up in victory. Where death is your victory? Where death is your sting? The sting of death is sin, and the power of sin is the law. But thanks be to God, he gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. Sometimes you can't say it better than the way the Bible says it. And we can go to it peacefully, with confidence, and it's no longer a horrible grim reaper, you know, Molly Hatchet, horrible kind of idea, memory. Nothing vivid like that in our minds. It's going to Jesus Christ. Christ intended us to live with him forever since the beginning. We're the ones that took a little detour. Now, I have another question for you. If you find something fabulous You don't want to tell anyone about it, right? Because if you do, they might try and take it away from you. Is that right? I think not. Just this past week, a friend of mine sent me, we're both car nuts, and he sent me the most incredible gift I've ever gotten from him. Should I tell you what it is? Now I have to tell you. Okay. You know that I have this old car that I drive here sometimes. It's a 1965. He's been pushing me. He says, you need to get some better stopping power because your car is too powerful. You won't be able to stop. You'll kill yourself. He sent me a massive box. It was this big and another box on top, cabled together. The guy brings it. I had to stay at home and work from my home office so that I could receive this. He says, make sure you're at home on Friday. And we drag it into the house. I had no idea what it was, except that it said B-A-E-R on the box. Bear. Bear brakes. They are some of the most expensive brakes you can put on a performance car. He told me about them a year ago, and I said, I'll never put something like that on my car. I can't afford it, Kurt. And he says, brother, the Lord has blessed me. I'm going to bless you. I have disc brakes for my car. Okay, I know you're probably going, yeah, big deal. My car has disc brakes. All the cars have disc brakes now, don't they? This is stinking awesome. Anyway, that's a little aside. But the reason I told it to you is when I got it, I didn't go, good, I'm going to hide these in the closet so nobody sees them until I put them on my car. What did I do? I called all my friends. I took pictures of it, sent them text photos saying, look at this. Can you believe this? And they were going crazy with me. That's what I would hope we would do when we find out about the glorious life of Jesus Christ, that we don't go, I'm so glad I'm saved. Too bad for you. I'm so glad I'm saved. I can't believe this. I gotta tell all my friends about it. I want to be with all my friends in heaven. I want all my family to be with me. Am I just getting weird up here? Or are you kind of feeling that too? A little bit? Just go like this if you're feeling it. Okay. Amen. You want to have as many people share your joy as possible. So there's two choices for us in our face-off with death. One is eternal separation from God and all that encompasses. That is death. Separation from God. The other one is an eternity of bliss. And like I said before, it starts now. Or whenever you received him. The choice is yours. And I always like this. People go, not to decide is to decide. I thought, oh, that's really cliche and dumb. But it really is true. Have you decided yet? Sometimes we're in a church and we think everybody with me has decided this. Or it's embarrassing. We think people all think that I've received the Lord, so I can't raise my hand and say I want to receive the Lord because everybody thinks I have. So I'm going to just pray. And we're going to ask if anyone has never done this, if you'd like to do it. And we're going to ask you to bow your heads. And then we're going to pray. Lord Jesus, once again we come to you. We hear about death. And hopefully this message is a positive one, the way people can receive it. And people can say, I am no longer afraid of death. Because I'll have a physical one, but I am going to go on. I don't want to be separated from you, which is even spiritual death. I want to be with you from now into eternity. And if you're that person and you're going, Lord, I don't know why I never did this. Maybe you want to say, today. What is today? July 28th, 2019. I gave my life to Christ. I'm going to write that down. And I'm not going to tell anybody about it. Nope. I'm going to tell people about it. If that would be your heart's desire, if you want to raise your hand, that's great. If you don't, because you think somebody might be spying on you, you don't have to do that. But if you'd like, you can quickly snake your hand up and then snake it back down. And I'll just kind of be looking. Oh, praise God, praise God. Okay, now you're going to get me all overcome. Thank you, Lord, for these three people. Dear Jesus, dear God. We praise and lift up your name on high. And if there are any of us here, I do this all the time, who would like to either reaffirm their faith in Christ or you want to rededicate your life and say, Lord, I want to be all about you. You could raise your hand too, and we're going to pray together. Yes, 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 amen, yes. Oh, God, thank you. Lord Jesus, and there are some that haven't raised their hands, and that's no shame on them at all. You know their heart. Lord, receive these three into your loving arms for their eternal bliss with you. And Lord, these four people who have recommitted their lives, Lord, I pray that you would give them an encouragement and a sweet accompaniment with you through the rest of their lives. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you for the assurance that you give, and you give it right through your scripture, through the Apostle Paul. And Lord, I'd like to read this for all of us today. Hear this, people of God. This is your assurance. Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall trouble or hardship or persecution or famine or nakedness or danger or sword? As it is written, for your sake we face death all day long. We are considered as sheep to be slaughtered. No, in all things, we are more than conquerors through him who loved us. For I am convinced that neither death nor life, neither angels nor demons, neither the present nor the future, nor any powers, neither height nor depth nor anything else in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of God. That is where? It's in Christ Jesus, our Lord. Amen. 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 Praise God.